This is the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. Years ago, a young forester took an unusual new job. Earl Cooley became one of the first smoke jumpers. Smoke jumpers parachute from airplanes. They fight fires that crews cannot reach quickly or easily from the ground. Earl Cooley worked for the United States Forest Service, an agency of the Agriculture Department. The Forest Service had a plane that it wanted to use to drop water bombs onto wildfires. But that idea failed. So the agency decided to use the plane for what was then a new practice, smoke jumping. The first fire jump in the United States took place on July 12, 1940, in the Nez Perce National Forest in Idaho. Another smoke jumper, Rufus Robinson, went first. Then out came Earl Cooley. As he later described it, the plane was not much more than half a kilometer above the trees. The day was windy, and the jump was not as good as others he had made. He began to turn over in the air when his chute opened, and there were problems with the lines at first. But he chose a large spruce tree to land in near the fire and climbed down. With hand tools, he and Rufus Robinson threw dirt on the fire and dug a line to contain it so the flames would not spread. They worked through the night and had the fire controlled the next morning when other men arrived from a camp in the area. Earl Cooley always said he was not afraid of being a smoke jumper. Over the years, he worked to develop the profession. He served as the first president of the National Smoke Jumper Association. He also wrote about his experiences. But not all had happy endings. On August 5, 1949, he was involved in a disaster at a forest fire near Helena, Montana. He had to choose where a crew would jump. But the wind changed, and the fire grew unexpectedly, taking 13 lives. Many years later, Earl Cooley told a newspaper that he still believed he had made the best decision he could. He retired from the Forest Service in 1975. But he continued to visit the mountaintop where the men were buried until he could no longer make the climb. Earl Cooley died on November 9th in Missoula, Montana. He was 98 years old. Today, more than 270 men and women are smoke jumpers for the Forest Service. Smoke jumpers are also used in Russia and other countries. And that's the VOA Special English Agriculture Report, written by Jerry Lynn Watson. I'm Karen Leggett.